If God spoke to you during the active part of your day, would you notice? Welcome to the Power of God's Whisper podcast.
Today's message, counterfeit messages. Today's scripture, Jesus said, "Look, I've given you authority over all the power of the enemy, and you can walk among snakes and scorpions and crush them." Luke 10:19. The heart is so hungry for truth. We have to be careful not to consume lies. Our ears are open to God, but they also hear other messages. We perceive words and thoughts that produce fear, discouragement, depression, confusion, doubt, and all sorts of other destructive emotions and attitudes. Those are deceptive enough, but there are subtler counterfeits than that. Messages that promise what God hasn't actually promised, that offer us what's good instead of what's best, or that pledge to fulfill God-ordained dreams in corrupt ways. We all want to be good listeners, but what if the voice we hear isn't the voice of truth? The enemy of our souls will do anything he can to keep us from hearing the truth, and that includes spewing out counterfeit messages. Sometimes they're subtle, and sometimes they're not. But either way, it's up to us to reject them. We have the power to resist lies and instead accept God's voice. It's a decision we have to make every day, and one that can be made easier when we know how to recognize lies for what they are. When we refuse to fuel our own biases and inclination with lies and become merciless toward any thought that isn't captive to Christ, these deceptions begin to crumble, and the truth doesn't stand alone for long. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of hearing about tentative Christian leaders. I'm tired of hearing counterfeit messages. I'm tired of feeling like I have to be on guard every second of every day, looking out for the next thing that'll knock me off my game, distract me from my calling, or destroy my faith. But here's what I do know. God doesn't want us to live that way. He wants us to be bold. He wants us to be confident in our identity as His children, and confident about the work that He has called us to do. If we're gonna be who we're supposed to be in this world, then we need to get rid of all the counterfeit messages and false prophets that try to creep into our minds and hearts. We need to take every thought captive and make sure it aligns with what God has already revealed about who He is and how He operates in our lives. And when it comes down to it, we need courage. Courageous enough not only to cast down the lies, but to lift up the name of Jesus in the same breath. Let's pray. Lord, if you give me the discernment to recognize counterfeits, I will be ruthless with them. False messages will not take root in my heart. Establish in me only your words, and let me live them without compromise. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. Take care, God bless, and make it a great day.